Chazal learned out from the juxtaposition in the parasha between Misa Sadikim by Acharei Moshe Bnei Aharon Nadav Nevi'ot died. That's Misa Sadikim, as we learned out in Parasha Shemini, and then it talks about the Avodas Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, the Pashtus, anyway. So, what's the juxtaposition between the death of Aaron and the Karbanos on Yom HaKippurim? So, the Gemara, the Chazal tell us that just like Yom Kippur, we learn our Kapara, and Yom Kippur is the day of Kapara, so too, Misa Sadikim is Kapara. That's the juxtaposition between Misa Sadikim and Kapara. So, there's a Gemara, Chazal tell us as well, that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, whoever attended the Levaya of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, got Kapara. What do you mean? Like, what's the Chiddush here? We know we have a general rule. It's Pirkei Avos time. Kol Yisrael yesh lo chelek olam haba. So why do I need a special drasha regarding Misa said by another? What do I need a special drasha that you've attended the funeral of Yehuda HaNasi? Well, all of Klal Yisrael gets is mezumen lo olam haba. So, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, he wants to explain what's the fair. In other words, there are many tzaddikim. Why is Rebbe singing? If you went to Rav Yochanan's funeral, no. If you went to Rabbi Akiva's funeral, like, why specifically Rebbe's funeral, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi? So Rav Yitzchak Elchanan explains because where do we learn out Kapara from Misa Sadikim? We learn it out from Yom HaKippurim. So the Shaila is, how does Yom HaKippurim work? How does the atonement of Yom HaKippurim work? So that's a debate in the Gemara between Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi and others. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi says, Itzumo Sho Yom Machapir. The day itself is Machapir, even without tshuva. Of course, it says Kapara, not Tahara. Of course, for Tahara, you need tshuva. And we assume, not like Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, that even on Yom Kippur, to reach the atonement, we need to do tshuva as well. Of course, Itzumo Sho Yom is true, but that's not enough. We need to actually participate in the process. So, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan says it's Vishitasan. So, for other great Gedolim, when you go to the funeral, so then, of course, it's a great mitzvah to go to the funeral, Kavod Ameis, Kavod Torah, but you still got to do tshuva. However, those who went to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi's funeral, so therefore, for that funeral, we passing like Yehuda HaNasi. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, this is, it's like Itzim Moshe Yom is Mechaper without tshuva. So too, Misa Sadikim is Mechaper for everyone. In fact, we find this, you said that we see this a halachic reality sometimes, that by Rabbi, they say, oh, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. And as we know, the Gemara talks about Shadim, and the Rambam says there are no Shadim. How do you reconcile? Well, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, well, of course there were Shadim. But once the Rambam Paskin no Shadim, so that becomes the halachic reality. Or I think they say with the Shagis Aryeh, he had a certain sheet about Trefa, so someone asked the Shaila, am I going to live? He had some type of serious illness. We said, as long as you're in the town of the Shagris Aryeh, you'll live, because he passed since it's not a trefa. So then you could live a regular life. If you leave the town, so then you're going to have a din of a trefa. So to here, we find the halachic reality. It's true, we generally paskin. We paskin. It's a great thing to go to a funeral. But why does Chazal single out the funeral of Yehuda HaNasi is a greater kapara? Because when you go to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi's funeral, you take on Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi's shita, and just like Itzumo Sho Yom, just like Yom Kippur is machapa without tshuva, so to going to the cemetery of Yehuda HaNasi, who is a mitzvah tzaddik, is also an atonement.